The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Moed Katan, Daf Yud Beis. As we know already, on Chol HaMoed, it's also to do any type of melacha, unless it's needed for the Tzarech HaMoed, or it's a tzarech nefesh for the moed, or it's a dova ha'ovud. Dova ha'ovud means that if you don't do the malacha right now, a financial loss will result. Dova ha'ovud means something will get lost, something will be irretrievable and irreplaceable. In such circumstances, you're allowed to do a malacha, even a ma'aseh umen, in order to avoid the financial loss. However, the Mishnah in Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us that you're not allowed to plan before Yom Tov to leave a Dovah or Ovud till Chol HaMoed and then do it. A Dovah or Ovud is permissible to do the Malacha on Chol HaMoed if you find yourself in a situation when you're now on Chol HaMoed and it's a Dovah or Ovud. It's an emergency situation, because if you don't do the Malacha now, a financial loss will result, then it's permissible to do the Malacha. But if a few days before Yom Tov you were able to do this Malacha and avoid the financial loss, you're not allowed to push it off until Chol HaMoed and thereby create a de facto situation of Dovah HaOvud and then be allowed to do the Malacha. Says the Mishnah of Chulam, all the cases of Dovah HaOvud in Kivnu Malachton B'Moed Ye'ovedu. If the person deliberately intended that he should do this Dovah HaOvud on Chol HaMoed, in other words, he pushed it off before Yom Tov when he had the opportunity to do it and left it till Chol HaMoed and now wants to do it because the Dovah HaOvud, he's not allowed to do so, and if he finds himself now in such a situation on Chol HaMoed, Ye Ovedu, the things should be lost. In other words, the Dovah HaOvud is not a heter if you deliberately pushed off this malacha till Chol HaMoed. It's only mutter if you found yourself in such a situation. Now, if you did push it off deliberately until Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah said, your avedu, it should be lost. The things should be lost. What does that mean? So the Torah understands what it means is, now that you find yourself in a situation where there is a dovah ha'ovud, something which is about to be lost, you're not allowed to do the malacha, and therefore it should be lost. In other words, you should suffer the financial loss and watch the thing destroy itself or rot away or whatever it should be. You're not allowed to do the malacha because it's a dovah ha'ovud. That's all that the Mishnah is saying according to the Torah. If you find such a situation which you're now in a dovah ha'ovud, which you could have avoided before Yom Tov, yet Ovedu, you have to let it go to waste and you can't intervene to do the malacha. Indeed, the Magen Mishnah quotes Ramach and the Ge'onim, who explain the same idea. But that's what it means by Kulam in Kivnu Malachta B'Moed Ye'ovedu. However, Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns Ye'ovedu means she also leholus man, you can't have any benefit from it. Which means to say, not only are you not allowed to do the Malacha, but if you went ahead and did the Malacha on Chol HaMoed, despite having been told by Chazal you're not allowed to do it because you deliberately left it for Chol HaMoed, then you can't have any benefit from it even after you've done the Malacha. And therefore the Malacha which you've already done, you can have no benefit from and it should be destroyed. So Ye'ovedu doesn't mean just like the Torah learns that you should let the thing go to waste and not do the Malacha. It means more than that. If you did go ahead and do the Malacha, you have to let whatever you've done be destroyed now, and you can't have any benefit from it. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Daled learns similarly to Rashi. The Rambam says, "Osur Adam Shechavin V'Yachem Malachos Elu Ukiyotzu Behem." It's forbidden for a person to deliberately plan and delay these malachos, V'Yanichem Kedei Asetzim B'Moed V'Pnei Shulponoi, and to leave them till Chol HaMoed when it has spare time. The whole Mechava Mechavin Malachta, whoever does deliberately push off the malacha, V'Hinich Chol HaMoed, he left it for Chol HaMoed. And if you went ahead and then did it on Chol HaMoed, Beisin ma'abdin oisa, Beisin actually destroy the results of his malacha, umafkirin oisa lakol, and they make it a hefka for everybody. That means anybody else is allowed to come and take it, the person himself can have no benefit from it. So says the Rambam. And as we've seen, that's the shitta of Rashi, and the Smug also holds the same shitta, and the Magid Mishnah there explains that the Ritz Gael brings B'shem the Goyimim, also the Beis HaMechayim Lafsidu or Lafkira B'shem Kenosa. So we have an Achlokes B'shem here. According to the Torah and the Ramach, B'shem the Goyimim, when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to push off a davar avod till Chol HaMoed when you have spare time, and if you do so, Ye'ovedu, it means to say you're not allowed to do the Malacha on Chol HaMoed under such circumstances, and even if it's a davar avod, you should let it be avod. Whereas according to the Rambam and Rashi and others, it means more than that. If you do go ahead and do it, then the Malacha must be destroyed, and you should have no benefit from it, and it's hefka to anybody else who wants to come and take it. According to the Torah, it's not so clear there will be such a halacha. You're not allowed to do it, but if you went ahead and did it, there's no raya from the Gemara in the Torah's explanation of the Gemara that Bezin will actually take it away from you and make you destroy it or be mafkirit. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Chol HaMoed Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches Sivov paskens as usual like the Rambam, and therefore he says on Mechavan Melachtoi. Bezin destroy any malach that he does on Chol HaMoed, even if it was a davar avod, if he deliberately left it to Chol HaMoed, then he could have done it before. Exactly as the Lashon of the Rambam says, and then mafkir the results of this person's malach. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Chesi from Yud Zayin says a very interesting addition to this. He says that it's hefka to everybody. V'im lo zocha ba'odam, but if no one was zeicha in it, no one else took advantage of this hefka, v'nishar ad la'achar amoed, and it remained until after Chol HaMoed, muter li'is asek boy, the person who did the malacha can continue to use it and work with it. What does it mean to say lechoira? And Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that although the Rambam says that someone who left his malacha of a davar avod deliberately till Chol HaMoed is not allowed to do it, and if he goes ahead and does it, Bezdin make it hefka and he can have no benefit from it, it's only hefka for the duration of Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. Anyone else can come and take it. But if it turns out that no one took it and it remains in the person's possession till after Yom Tov, then he himself can take it back again. So the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting chiddush. According to Rambam, it becomes hefka. It's only hefka as man. It's only temporarily hefka for a very short period of time till the end of Yom Tov. And if no one else managed to grab it before then the original person can take it back again. And this would seem a bit odd. Where does this come from? According to the Rambam, the Mishnah says Ye'ovedu should be destroyed, which means Ma'abdinu is supposed to destroy it and make it hefka. Where does the Mishnah Berurah get this idea that it's only hefka till the end of Yom Tov? So the makor for this is a Shilta Gibor in Hashem, the Riaz. And the Riaz actually says that after Chol HaMoed, the person can be misasikbal. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shulchan Shlomo writes that this is tzorach in Tova, this Mishnah Berurah. Because it's true that the Riaz does say this halacha. However, the Riaz did not learn in the Gemara like the Rambam at all. In fact, the Riaz says Mefurish, it's in Pishkei Riaz, in Maseches Moedot and Perek Beis, like the Tor rather than the Rambam. The notion of the Riaz there is V'nir ba'ena she'ein ma'abdin osa bi'adayim. When the Mishnah says if you do this Dovah Ovid which you deliberately left for Chol HaMoed, then ye'avedu, it means, says the Riaz, that we don't actually destroy it. You cannot carry on doing the work now on Chol HaMoed, even though now it's a situation of davar avod, you have to watch it be destroyed and you can't intervene. Says the Riaz, but according to this, after the Yom Tov, you can carry on dealing with it. Well, that's very clear according to the Torah. According to the Torah, all the Mishnah says is you're not allowed to push off a davar avod till Chol HaMoed, and if you do so, even though now it's a davar avod, you're not allowed to do the malacha. Clearly, according to this opinion, once Chol HaMoed has passed, as Yom Tov has passed, there's no reason why you shouldn't now try and save whatever's left of the davar avod. However, if you learn like the Rambam says that when the Mishnah says Yovedu, it means it has to be destroyed, or alternatively, you're best in a mafkir it and anyone else can take it. In that case, there's no raya that this hefker only applies till the end of Yom Tov, and that after Yom Tov would be able to take it back again. So this Mishnah Berurah is very shver. He brings a halacha of the Riaz and he pastes it, so to speak, on the Rambam. The Chariot doesn't go. The Riaz only works because the Riaz himself passing him like the Tor, who says that there is no knas afterwards on, if someone went ahead and did it, that we have to destroy it and make it hefka. It's only that you're not allowed to do it, even though it's a davar over the Yom Tov. Once Yom Tov passes, of course, you can do it according to the Riaz and according to the Tor. Whereas according to the Rambam, says Rish Lema Zalman, there's no Raya at all, there's no Makor, there's no source for this concept that once Bezin make it Hefka because you went ahead and did it on Chol HaMoed when you weren't allowed to, that after the Moed, the person can actually grab it back himself if no one else has made it, has managed to take hold of it. The Kiva Eger in the Gilin Shulchan Aruch, then quoted also in Chidush of Kiva Eger, makes a suggestion. He says it could be that Dafka, when the father, the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, and Dafka is based on the base. By minay Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Shaila from Rabbi Zera. Kiva Malachta Mamoid. Someone did leave his davar over deliberately till Chol HaMoed. Or Mace. And then he died. Mahu sheiknesu bono of Acharov. What is our locha? Do we make a knas on his son as well? Because now his son inherits whatever his father had. Is he also not allowed to have any benefit from it, and it must be destroyed or made hefker according to the Rambam, or not? So has the Gemara Shaila in the Maskanas of Gemara. The Gemara says that the didei konser abonin librei lo konser abonin. The knas, the fine, is only on the person himself who pushed it off the davar ovid till Chol HaMoed. But the son is not fined. If the father dies and the son inherits it, he has not got the fine. It says in Kivega, what does it mean he doesn't have the fine? Does it mean to say that in a situation where the father pushed it off till Chol HaMoed, and then before he did the malocha, he died, then the son doesn't have the fine, and the son who now finds himself inheriting something which is in a situation of Dava Ovud is now allowed to do Malacha in order to save the Dava Ovud, because we don't fine him even though we would have fined his father? Or, says Rabbi Kivega, do we go even further and do we say that even if the father already did the Malacha on Chol HaMoed, which he wasn't allowed to do because he had pushed it off to Chol HaMoed, he went ahead and did it nonetheless, so according to the Rambam he's not allowed to have any benefit from it, and Chazal make it Hefka. Do we say that even in that case, if he dies, the son is allowed to have benefit from it, the Didei consulate, the Brei Lo consulate? It could be that in such a situation, we would allow the son to inherit it as well. So that's the Shaila of Rabbi Kivega. Of course, the Shaila is only according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Pshat in the Gemara. But according to the Torah Pshat in the Gemara never said there is a knas that after you do the Malacha Be'isa, that Chazal say we destroy the Malacha or we make it Hefka. There's no such halacha. The only halacha according to the Torah in the Mishnah is that if you now find yourself in a position of Dovah Ovid and you deliberately waited till Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do the Malacha. In that case, when the Gemara says that if the man dies, we don't make a knas on its son, all that means to say is that the man dies, and the son now inherits it, and he finds himself on Chol HaMoed in the position of a Dovah Ovid, he is allowed to do the Malacha. But there's no suggestion anyway, even with the father, that if he went ahead and did the Malacha Be'isa, that we would actually make it Hefka. But according to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, who learned that if the father does the Malacha, we make it Hefka. Does that apply to the son as well? And the Gemara says we only make a fine on the father and we don't fine the son. Does that mean to say only when the son finds himself in a situation when he's now a davar ovud that we allow him to do it? Or do we say that even if the father went ahead and did it be'isa and be'etzem Chazal already mafir it, nonetheless the son is allowed to take it a didelo konser abonim? In fact, there is an opinion of the Moruk Tzir from the Yavetz, who actually says Mefurish, that if the father already did the Malacha, then we do make a knas on the son. He said the Gemara was only discussing a case where the father hadn't yet done the Malacha. In that situation, the father's not allowed to do the Malacha, even though it's a Dovah Ovid, because he deliberately left it to Chol HaMoed. But if the father then dies, and the son now finds himself in a situation of Dovah Ovid, he's allowed to do the Malacha. But if the father already did the Malacha, then according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, we have to make it Hefka, and anyone else can come and take it. Therefore, if the father now dies, then the son doesn't inherit it. And we do find the son, so to speak, because the son doesn't inherit it. Why not? Because it's already Hefka. As soon as the father did the Malacha, Chazal make it Hefka. And now the son can't inherit it, and anyone else can come along and take it. It says the Yavetz and the Merk Tzion, don't tell me that if the local Bezin haven't yet managed to be Mafkirit, that the son will inherit it. Because we don't need the local based in to be mafkirit. Chazal were mafkirit. When the Rambam learns mafkir on there, it means to say not that we have to go and be mafkirit. The Mishnah tells you avedu means the Tanama, the Mishnah, the Takola, that we are mafkir any malocha which is done on Chol HaMoed under such circumstances. So it will automatically hefker, and therefore the son will certainly not inherit it. So the Yaivitz is certainly learning that one side of the Kivega. The Kivega himself says, he concludes from the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, that in fact, even if the father's already done the malocha, be'isr, and we would actually take it away from him and be mafkirit, nonetheless, if he dies, we don't find the son, and the son does get it. And when the Gemara says, Livrei lo konsi rabbana, means even if the father's already done the malacha, we don't find the son, and therefore we allow the son to keep it, even though with the father to be alive, we would make it hefka. So this is Kevitz Bashma from the Shulchan Aruch, and indeed the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tesmov also learns the Shulchan Aruch in the same way as Rebekiva Eger learns it. Quoting the Levush Yitzrot, the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Shulchan Aruch is like this. If you went ahead and did it when he wasn't supposed to because he'd left it deliberately for Chol HaMoed, as we said, that's the Lashon of the Rambam, as the Shulchan Aruch, if the man dies, we don't make a fine on the son. He's allowed to do the malacha if it's a dova ovud. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a chiddush both ways. In the ratio, when it says that when the father did the malach when he wasn't allowed to, we based in taking away from him in mafkirit, it's a chiddush. Not only in the case where he hasn't yet done the malacha, we say to him, don't go ahead and do it, as the Torah learns. But even if he goes ahead and does the malacha, and it's too late now, basin will actually take it away from him and be mafkirit. Ma'abdin adav biyadayim and be mafkirit. In the Sefer, when it says when the man dies, we don't find his son. There the Shulchan Aruch says we don't find his son, and he's allowed to do the malacha if he now finds himself in the situation of Dava Ovod. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's also a chiddush. Not only if it's already been done, that is now, the father already worked on it, we allow the father, although we would take it away from the father, if the father dies, we don't find the son. But even if the son hasn't, even if the father didn't actually do the malacha yet, we still allow the son to do it because he is a dover ovud. So says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the Shulchan Aruch, and the Charetzion points it out. But this is the explanation of Levush Yitzrot, and it's implied by the Rambam. And he says, and this is not like the Moreh Ketzir of the Yaivos, who said the exact opposite. That if the father already went ahead and did the malacha, then it already becomes hefka, and the son therefore cannot yarshin it. So says the Yaivetz, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Mashma are not like that. And interestingly, in Sifkot and Kaf, the Mishnah Berurah takes us a little bit further, and he says that that's poshut, that if somebody already came along and took it, then the son definitely doesn't get the Yerusha. In other words, if a father deliberately left the dover of it till Chol HaMoed, he's not allowed to do it. And according to Rambam, if he went ahead and did it, there's the Megi Hefka. So certainly if someone else comes along and takes it, and then the father dies, then obviously the son won't get it. Even though the Gemara says, we don't find the son, Livrei lo konsi rabbanan, but if somebody else has already taken it, then it belongs to that person. So it's in the Baruch Mishnah Berurah, but if somebody hasn't taken it yet, and then the man dies, Efshe, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though no one else has taken it, since it's already hefka, the son can't yarshin it. However, the Mechaber, which says in the Shulchan Aruch, which says that we don't find the son, which is based on the Gemara, is talking about when the man died before they made it hefka. So here you see the Mishnah Berurah learning quite differently to the way the Yaivetz learned, and therefore coming out of the different halacha. The Yaivetz learns that when the Rambam says Bezin Mafkirin Azar, it means that Chazal are Mafkir it. You don't need anyone actually to be Mafkir, it's automatically Hefka. Says the Yavid, so obviously if the man has already done the Malach, it's automatically Hefka. So now the son can't Yashn it. So when the Gemara says Livrelo comes to Rabbanan, that's only talking about before the Malach was done, that the son is now allowed to do it since it's Dava Ovid. But if it was already done, then it's already Hefka automatically, and the son doesn't Yashn it. The Mishnah Berurah says no, he learns differently. He learns that when the Gemara says, when the Rambam says a mafkirin, it means that the local bezin are supposed to be mafkirit. And when the Gemara says that although we find the father, we don't find the son, that means to say if the bezin hadn't yet been mafkirit after the father had done the malacha, and then the father died, then we're not mafkirit to take it away from the son, since the son has inherited it already. But if bezin are mafkirit, then indeed, we don't actually take it away from the... Then we've already taken it away from the father, and then even the Mishnah Berurah says that we would agree that the son cannot inherit it, because Bezdin, the local Bezdin, already been mafkirit, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah Efsha that the son will not be able to yashin it, even though the Breilo Kanser Abonim, because they already made a kenas on the father.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.